under current immigration law, long-term undocumented U.S. residents can register for lawful permanent resident status, provided they entered the country on or before January 1st, 1972, which is known as the registry date. That date was established in 1986 and hasn't been updated. Nancy Robles is an organizer with the Party for Socialism and Liberation. She said more avenues need to be available for undocumented immigrants to legalize their status.
Currently, the only pathway to citizenship are like really obscure ones, like through marriage or physical assault. And so we're asking for a legitimate pathway to citizenship for all 11 million undocumented immigrants.
Immigrants' rights advocates say that undocumented immigrants live in the shadows and are more vulnerable to exploitation at work. Isabel Lopez is the founder and executive director of the Raices Collective.
There's fear over whether about deportation. There's a lot of mental health consequences because of these borders, militarized borders, and like the lack of workers being able to get work with benefits. It's definitely a human rights issue.
H.R. 1511 would amend the original Immigration Act of 1929 and do away with the registry date altogether. It would update the law by allowing immigrants to apply for legal permanent residence if they entered the United States at least 7 years prior to their application date. Marchers said they were frustrated by what they said was 40 years of inaction on immigration and want Congress to pass the legislation immediately.
Immigrants really helped to contribute to the economy, and they helped to make this economy run, and I think Democrats year after year after year promise us, oh yeah, just we're your friends, like vote for us and we'll pass the registry bill. But every single year they refuse to deliver on that promise, and they just use us for those of us who are able to vote. They use us, and so we're like, basically we've had enough, and we're demanding that they do it. We know we have power, we realize we have power, and we're no longer asking for change, we're demanding it because we deserve it.
H.R. 1511 was introduced in the House in March. It's now awaiting action in the Judiciary Committee. I'm Jacques Leibarger-Martel, Pacifica News, KPFA.